The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Let's go to our first guest. I've been joined in studio by Arthur Godsell. He is the director of the Godsell Education Foundation, and he's a former principal of St. Andrew's College. And the reason we want to speak to him is because today, the almost annual report of people doing the Leaving Cert, emanating from different feeder post-primary schools, did private or state schools do any different in terms of the results in the Leaving Cert and then the number of places in college? And it seems that private schools have sent more students to third level education this year. It's all a part of the annual Irish Times feeder schools list. First of all, give us the scores on the doors, Arthur.
The scores on the door as well, if you take it that the vast majority of students who attend fee charging schools end up in college, that's been the way it's been for a while. The headline in the Irish Times today says private schools continue to top the list. That is the way it's been for a number of years, and it's mirrored not just in this country but other countries, based on one simple fact that the success of children at education is predominantly based on the socioeconomic group they come from. And that has been the case for a number of years. Now, the Department of Education in recent years has moved against some of the fee-paying schools, bringing that pupil-teacher ratio down, so is that if you take a fee-paying school, is currently on 23 to 1, that's 23 students to 1 teacher, whereas a non-fee-paying school is on 19 to 1. This has the effect of probably, for a school of 500 students, probably having the effect of losing out maybe 4.5 teachers in a fee-charging school.
But of a size of how many people?
Say 500. Okay. 500.
Okay.
So, but if you actually then take the idea, the next thing really is, of course, a fee-charging school will charge fees, and they charge on around maybe an average of €6,000. That means that of the 500 students with 6,000 euros each, that gives them an extra €3 million euros a year to spend. Now, they can spend that on many different ways. They can spend it on facilities, but most of that in the fee-paying schools go to paying for teachers.
And when you say fee-paying, we're talking about day boarders. Boarding is a completely different economic model.
Yeah, absolutely. Boarding is a different model because the boarding schools charge for their accommodation.
Well, they have to.
They have to charge for accommodation. Obviously, they charge for accommodation separate to that. So you may even get public schools or state schools who have boarding divisions in them, so they may charge for the boarding, but the actual tuition might be free. And that's the way that works.
Right. Now, but just tell me this. Is there any yardstick where you can say that if you want your son or daughter to go to college, that these figures indicate you should send them to a fee-paying school to have a better chance of going to college? Like, in other words, if you have a kind of 90% chance if you go to a private fee-paying school, or you have a 63% chance, is there any figure that you can compare like with like before we get on to all the other factors that might lead you in that direction?
It's actually very hard to do that because the most important condition, I suppose, in a classroom is the quality of the teacher. So you have non-fee-paying schools doing very, very well in some parts of the country. But in general, the fee-charging schools are the ones that continue to provide third-level institutions with the most students. That's the way it's been for a long time. And that has been there. It will continue to be there because it comes from a socioeconomic group. You're also finding situations where parents who have sent their children to non-fee-paying schools, who maybe in the last couple of years will decide to send them to grind schools, because the cost obviously for 2 years is less than it is for the whole six, in the belief that putting resources into students in the last 2 years will produce better results. And certainly if you put more resources into any student, that is, it will have its effect. There's no doubt about that.
But surely there's nothing to say that if you have a bright, well-motivated adolescent student, irrespective of what school they go to, that, you know, the same kid would do equally well in either. Is that a fair assertion or
is,
not?
It is a fair assertion.
Academically.
Yeah.
No, academically.
Academically, because there are other issues as well. It is a fair assertion because there are many, many students who come from non-fee-paying schools who are really successful in third level and
like I find, to be honest with you, some of those with the silver spoon in their mouth and they've had everything handed to them and they're spoilt and their kids are, in the front, garden, there's three SUVs and they go on three sun holidays and they have a huge F-off house and that kind of thing. That, you know, at the end of the day, those kids are not the ones that you want to employ. It's the ones that have grafted, well, you know, weren't brought up necessarily in desperate poverty, but actually were kind of the kids of blue-collar people who are ambitious and hungry, and their kids, their parents have really motivated them well. Well, is that not the most important thing?
Well, you're coming to a point here, which I've been talking about for quite some time, is that we have a belief that schools can be valued based on the percentage of students that go to third level. In actual fact, schools are much bigger than that and much more comprehensive. And therefore, what you're talking about there is a skill development and encouraging skill development among young people. Once you start concentrating on trying to develop the skills that may already be there with students that you've spoken to, this is where you get real success. The Irish education system is very successful across the world, internationally. It's not because of the leaving certificate. It's because of the numerous teachers who give of their time for drama or for Gaelic or for all the extracurricular activities, mostly on a voluntary basis across the country. That's the real education that takes place. And they're the students that come from, those particular backgrounds in schools are the ones that are most likely to be successful.
This is the other thing. I mean, like all the texts are saying that, you know, socioeconomic background is the critical determining factor. If you listen to John Lonergan, after a lifetime of 40 plus years in the prison service, he will tell you of the postcode intergenerational aspect of those who are resident in prison. And therefore, if you take the best of people, they're perhaps more motivated in every respect in terms of their parenting or whatever to go to college. But surely it'd be a much better test to do, to come back when they're 30 and see, well, now how are you getting on, mate? Because all these ones with their music degrees, their arts degrees, their philosophy degrees, which all the private schools are saying, oh, how well our pupils did. But sure, they're all wasters after that.
I wouldn't say they're all wasters. But it is true to say that what you're talking about in terms of the...
measurement.
Measurement, I suppose. And of course, when I was head of St Andrews College, I would use the fact that we were always in the top 10 or top 20 schools nationwide. It's a very good marketing ploy. But it only talks about one aspect of the school.
Third level college.
Yeah, and that's what the Leaving Certificate was originally designed for, was to put people into college. It's been used for everything now, and therefore you've got a complete spectrum. In terms of the, it's very interesting, I was actually out at a reunion of my own school, I can't tell you exactly when that took place, last century anyway, and of all the students there, very few of them got 600 or 625 points. In fact, none of them got points because it wasn't points in those days, it was honours and pass. And one particular individual, I hope you don't mind mentioning him, a fellow called Paul Newman, who from Douglas Newman Good, a most successful individual, and has done very, and that success has been mirrored across a whole range of people who have forged careers in different ways.
Okay, let's go to the text line. Martin in Stepaside says, Ivan, in no particular order, private schools offer entitlement, the right accent, an appreciation of rugby, an appreciation of hockey, a nice school tie, skiing, and probably more. Well, you couldn't disagree with that. Those figures don't take account of socioeconomic background. This is the single greatest factor of progression to third level. He says, the state is getting a good deal for 90 million euros. If the private schools didn't exist, the teacher salaries would have to be paid anyway, along with the cost of actually building and providing for the schools. On the subject of a level playing field, what about the other elephant in the room? The bonus points for Gaelscoil.
Well, that's been there, and that has been something that's been there for some time. I don't think it's as significant.
But there is an element of this that Gaelscoils have done well.
Well, I think there's more reasons for that, but certainly they do have an additional percentage, but it's only based on the overall score, so it's not as significant as it might seem.
Ask Mr. Godsell, is there any evidence to support the fact... Right, fact, I'm not so sure, Brian says, that many students from private schools who get the points go to university, have had to pay for grind schools on top of the school fees to get there. The teachers in the fee-paying schools, however, are happy to take the kudos for the Irish Times ranking. In other words, is there any measurement of who's actually going to grind schools?
There's no particular measurement in terms of their achievement going to grind schools.
I meant from state or private schools.
I said to you earlier, what you're actually getting is you're getting a number of parents deciding to invest in their sons and daughters at fifth and sixth year level, because they've been in a non-fee paying school, may have saved up sufficient money, they feel, to resource their children in the final 2 years. You get that. But grind schools are continuing to be successful. They're continuing to be successful because they have developed a particular methodology which focuses on the whole idea of presentational and scoring for the exam itself. And whereas schools do so much more with children, and it's lost that. Grind schools will often piggyback on the back of schools who have done all the hard work, and then suddenly the last few years.
Okay, it is true to say, if parents decide, like my father, my late father, took the view the most important thing he wanted to spend money on was not a nice car, was not foreign holidays, he was actually spending money on their kids. And I'm very appreciative of that. Now, I didn't sit to leave him, but the fact of the matter was that some parents doing that is not in itself a crime. I mean, if they want to prioritise that, and it's a very big issue in the UK. Now, whether it's unfair or whether, you know, the state should give less support to private schools is another matter. But the final thing I want to ask you about is rural Ireland.
Yep.
In other words, that if you live within a bus ride or a Lewis ride to UCD or Trinity College, the fact that you're more inclined to go, and a lot of these private schools and fee-paying schools are in Dublin.
Yes.
In other words, is there any evidence to say if you actually live in Sligo or that, there's a factor whereby you might be less likely to go to college?
I don't have any figures on that, but what I do know is that schools in rural Ireland have one of the best community atmospheres and environments, and from that environment, it's all about climate development. If we can develop climates in school that encourage the students to engage, to talk about personalised education, talk about engaging children, and schools that do that will result in successful young people going on to college, wherever that might be.
All right, huge number of texts coming in on that, and who you'd like the airport named after. But for now, my thanks to Arthur Godsell, Director of Godsell Education and former Principal of St Andrews. Thank you indeed for that analysis and explanation for the figures.